Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
A fiery ring bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
Well, a very serious conversation upon us here in the studio. Michael Loftus has invaded the studio. We are so excited to have him here, and you can see him tonight in person, 7:30 and 9:30 this evening at the Streets of St. Charles. Go to stlewisfunnybone.com and grab your tickets before they're gone. I know some of you out there want the earlier show, so you better go get your tickets right now. But the second show might be better than the first. How do they go, Michael, when you have two shows? How does it compare one to the other?
It's apples and oranges. It's apples and oranges. It's two different experiences, and each one has a subtle variation. No, they're both going to be a blast. You can't lose.
You can't lose.
Either way.
Friday night at the Streets of St. Charles, Saturday 6 and 8:30, Sunday at 6 o'clock. So we were just chatting before you came on here about what you wanted to talk about. Of course, we know you from the Gutfeld Show. A lot of people listening right now recognize your voice. If they're watching us on the YouTube channel, they'll certainly recognize your face. Do you pay attention to politics outside of comedy?
Oh, absolutely.
What
are I really do. I have a whole website, theloftusparty.com, that's politics, entertainment, video games, all of it.
What's your video game of choice?
Oh my goodness. You're going to have a hard time beating the Legend of Zelda. I'm a big Zelda guy.
Like, OG?
Like now, Nintendo?
Yeah. The Nintendo Switch is a fine machine.
Yes, it is.
However,
do you have the two?
Yes. Yes. And then, Death Stranding just came out. Death Stranding 2, which is a lot of fun. And Hideo Kojima does wonderful work.
My son is sold.
Yes. Well, here's, I worked in Hollywood for a long time. And I'm one of these guys who's like, I firmly believe that video games and television and entertainment, that's all going to get mixed up together. That's all going to be one big giant
thing.
How's it work?
What do you mean by video games and entertainment?
Well, you're going to have, like, what would you rather do? Would you rather spend $25 to watch a Spider-Man movie, or would you rather spend $40 and you can be Spider-Man and swing around New York City?
Yeah.
And then when you start getting AI into the mix and all that, I think the future is going to be really, really wild.
New York City is going to need a Spider-Man pretty soon when they don't have any police officers anymore.
When the amazing Zohan takes over? Oh, yeah. I wrote a thing about the amazing Zohan yesterday.
Mess with the Zohan.
Don't mess with the Zohan. And he's talking about the city. These grocery stores, they're just in for profits. They're in for profit. The city's gonna run. Oh yes, that's what I want. I want to go in and buy bananas with all the fun that is the DMV, right? Oh, you want golden delicious apples? I need a seventh grade report card. Where's your birth certificate?
I lamented the real ID process. That was not fun to go through that.
No. And then when you go to the airport now, it's getting crazy out there. I always refuse the picture. They're like, it's real ID, but you can refuse to have your picture taken. I always do it, and they get so mad.
Do they say things, or do they just look at you a certain way?
Stand over here, and then they ask you, what's your flight number? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not flying the plane. I'm just riding. I don't have my pilot's license either. Just hand us your ID. I don't want you to have my picture.
What do you think they're going to do with it?
Well, there's a lot of things they could do. All of it's like nefarious and not good. But once again, with AI and facial swapping and all that other stuff, the government could just put you on a security camera anywhere they wanted
sure.
to. You could be framed for crimes, all kinds of horrible
things.
You've
thought this through. Are you, I mean, you're on the right side of the wings, as I understand it.
Yes.
Are you a self-proclaimed conspiracy theorist, or are you just, I mean, if you're on the right wing, to the
Here's
left,
what
we're
happens.
All conspiracy theorists.
Conspiracy theory is the chicken nugget of politics. You eat one, and then you're like, oh, I want more. Of these.
Yeah.
And once you crack the seal on conspiracy theories, it's just a rabbit hole. And then it's all about, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. So you have to kind of parse them out
sure.
nice and easy.
Yeah, you just kind of dip your toe in publicly.
Yeah, you've heard about the two shooters with John Kennedy, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Why is that not everywhere in the news?
Yeah.
Like, that was like last week that came out. And it's like, who was the congressman who was like, he always does the videos when he's walking out of a vote.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just came out of a hearing. And they got the interview with the guy who did the autopsy on Kennedy. Yep, two bullets, two shooters. I don't know what to tell y'all. And then that's the
and then
end
you
of the
move on with your day.
What?
We got Michael Loftus in studio with us right now. He's a comedian and writer, as he's mentioned, the loftusparty.com destination website there. Go check it out. You can watch him this evening at the Streets of St. Charles, 7:30 and 9:30 tonight, 6 and 8:30 Saturday, 6 o'clock Sunday, stlewisfunnybone.com for tickets. Do you reside in New York City? Where's home base for you?
Home base is now Ohio for me.
God bless you.
I left New York just in the nick of time. That's the other reason I don't want the government to have my picture. Like, I left LA in the nick of time.
Yeah?
And
then,
yeah.
Have you been a coastie your whole life?
No. Grew up in Ohio. Moved out to Los Angeles in 98.
Mm-hmm.
Lived out there and then was writing on television shows. And then the writing took me to New York, which I thoroughly enjoyed. I was out living on Long Island. So it's like you could watch the crap show that was Manhattan from afar.
Mm-hmm.
It was like having a seat to the show.
Sure.
Like, ooh, look at him in there, like little rat people running around. Look how they're wearing masks and coughing. They're so worried.
And you're sitting there watching them from afar. That's perfect.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. Michael Loftus in studio with us right now on 97.1 and at the Streets of St. Charles this evening. stlewisfunnybone.com. Run and get your tickets because we're going to try to sell them out before this interview is over. So you need to hurry up and make sure you get your show of choice before they are all full up. stlewisfunnybone.com. Michael Loftus in studio with us here. You know him from The Gutfeld Show and other places. We're so glad that he's here with us right now. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this Friday afternoon. There is fun happening tonight, especially if you show up. stlewisfunnybone.com. Come see Michael Loftus' show at 7:30 and 9:30. Hurry up. Tickets are going fast here, so I want to make sure you get in there. We're going to fill the place with Annie Fry Show listeners. You'll be among some friends that you haven't met yet. Saturday, 6 and 8:30. Sunday at 6 o'clock. stlewisfunnybone.com. Michael Loftus, comedian and writer. So talk to me about what it's like to be a conservative in comedy we were talking off air about how you were doing the Hollywood thing and Hollywood finds out you're conservative. That's a game changer.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That was it literally made the news. That's how I met Greg Gutfeld. I was down at the Improv you know, in on Melrose, and every comic was going up talking about how they hated George Bush. George Bush is the worst. He's a dumb cowboy. He's a, like nine comics in a row. And I'm like, how boring is that?
Yeah.
So I go on stage and I'm like, George Bush is the best president we've ever had. I want him on Mount Rushmore. Oh, Al-Qaeda. Right. And so it was hilarious.
It's funny that that's the other word you associate with George Bush.
Well, they used to be Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's back when you were allowed to hate him. Mm. Al-Qaeda!
Yeah.
And had that, yeah. Like a Nazi, like a dog bark. You know, pow, I had to kill it. It had rabies. And then they switched to Taliban.
Yeah.
And that's the branding. Taliban. You can't hate the Taliban. It's too sing-songy.
Not in Hollywood.
No, it sounds like a Calypso group at a Holiday Inn somewhere.
We're the Taliban. Hey, Mr. Taliban, tally me banana.
Close.
I got, yes. So that show got a write-up, like in the Hollywood Reporter and Variety, like this comic, Michael Loftus, was actually on stage defending George Bush. And I'm like, what in the heck?
Can you imagine?
And then Greg had started this show on Fox called Red Eye. And so my manager was like, hey, they want to have you on this show called Red Eye, but it's on Fox News. And I'm like, I'll do it.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Be a liar my whole life and pretend like I don't have a core value system? So yeah, I did.
You saying there are people doing that?
What? Are there people lying in public office? Yes, so that's how I met Greg. I would do Red Eye. I would be on the by satellite. Mm-hmm. They have a little laundry room in West Hollywood where you sit, and there's a green screen, and you. So that's how I met Gutfeld. And then years later, I was writing on a show that was filming in New York, and so I'm like, hey, Gutfeld people, I'm back in town. And he had given Red Eye to Tom Shalhoub, great guy, funny guy. And Greg's like, hey, I'm doing a Saturday night show, if you wouldn't mind doing that. And I'm like, I'd love to. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
And so I've just been delighted with his success because he's the canary in the coal mine. And he's the thing where, you know, the vast majority of the country is just common sense. You know, and it is the coastal elites and the frickin' brainiacs who are ruining everything good about this country. So I love it, you know, being on. The way it timed out, I was on the first show where he managed to beat Stephen Colbert
really?
In the ratings.
Did you take credit for that? You should.
I do. I really do. I think it's me. It's my sensibility. It's my lack of a Trump impression. I don't do Trump. I do Christopher Walken.
That's good.
Really?
But it works kind of the same. It's the same cadence. We're going to make America great again. We're going to bomb Iran. We got rid of the nukes.
That's Christopher Walken as Trump.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I don't do Donald
Michael
Trump.
Michael Loftus knows his lanes. You have to understand.
Clearly.
When you see a vacant lane, Christopher Walken doing Donald Trump, you sprint to that, you do it, and then nobody else can do it.
That's right. They tried to kill me in Butler. I have... And then I don't do Joe Biden. I do Jimmy Stewart. Which
okay.
It's, right? Yeah, yeah, I'm having a battle with these. Hey. I'm trying to fall up these stairs three or four times. My Hunter's a painter. He's a talented kid when he's not painting and running energy companies in Ukraine. Hey, there's a ghost in here. Who am I talking to? Dr. Jill, help me out. I think I soiled something.
Uh-oh.
They ate my Uncle Bozy. They were cannibals. They rubbed my leg. I like children to touch my legs when I'm at the pool.
You know, the weird thing is how that string of consciousness is so disjointed. That is how he talked.
Yes, yes.
And now people are finding out on the left. I don't think he was there.
I love that.
Yeah?
I love the
you feel
fake,
vindicated?
The fake surprise, Jake Tapper. I was so fooled. I need to write a book. What? What?
Is he brilliant?
Jake Tapper?
Yeah.
I think it's all a giant. I think they laugh. They must howl with laughter when they go home at night. And then I pretended like he was fine. I went on CNN. I'm like, he's sharp as a tack. Then I acted surprised that he was completely out of his mind. Now, I'm writing a book about it and getting paid. Ah!
I mean, I question his character and credibility as a human, but as a businessman...
He's a charlatan and a fraud. He's a complete charlatan, but as a businessman, yes. Why not get rich? Why not get paid on both sides of the equation?
Something they hate Donald Trump for, being a smart businessman. Michael Loftus speaking with us right now. He's going to be at the Streets of St. Charles Funny Bone this evening, stlewisfunnybone.com. Grab your tickets. You were talking to us about how you've been able to take, you know, getting the boot out of Hollywood because you thought wrong. Essentially.
Yeah.
And then you've really worked through COVID to create something. And all of the hardships that conservatives have dealt with, we stream our show on YouTube every day.
Yep.
And I can't imagine if we wouldn't have gone through those COVID years and the Joe Biden encouragement to censor people like us and like you, where our channel would be right now. We've got 12,000 subscribers. Yay for that. But
yeah,
we got strikes, you know, on the channel because we would talk about COVID. How are you a Fox News Radio affiliate station in St. Louis? And like, you can't say the word vaccine. You can't say COVID. You can't say any of this stuff. We still did. We got strikes. You pushed through that.
Well, I've been very, very careful and I wrestle with it. I honestly do. And I think it's because I wrote for network TV shows and the network heads would be like, you can't do this. You can't do that. Don't say this. So I always look at it. That's kind of the challenge. Okay. So how do I navigate this landscape and play by their rules and still win? So it's been really tricky. There's certain words that I stayed away from. I never said COVID. I always called it the Wuhan, you know?
That was approved?
They never caught on. The AI's getting smarter. You used to be able to out... If there were certain code words that I figured out, like if you said the word liberty, that was a red flag. So you would just use code words for everything. But my favorite was the Wuhan, because I also did... I gave it the old Karate Kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
So you've worked through a lot of the challenges that a lot of people who have conservative voices, and again, you said this, we reflect a large portion of this country, obviously a majority of this country now, because we just polled everybody in an election last November, and you've created an app now, and people can check it out. This is kind of breaking Michael Loftus news here.
Well, what I realized is that the internet still is the Wild West. And you can just make things. So I don't have any faith in Hollywood. I think there's very good, very funny, very talented people. And there will be good products being made. But it's just it's woke from the bottom to the top. So during COVID, I started slipping back into Donald Walken there. During COVID, some friends of going crazy, you know, lockdowns and all that stuff and doing shows. Some friends of mine and I, we did like a sketch comedy show, which is like Saturday Night Live, but it was leaning towards the right. And we literally just filmed it in the studio in front of a studio audience of people who showed up. And it was a lot of fun. And my buddies and I were like, we should do something with this. So, let's put it online. But we knew by the nature of the jokes, we would get, you know, YouTube would shut us down, blah, 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 blah. So we ended up getting our own servers, and they're independent servers. We couldn't be unplugged, so we could be uncensored. So we were doing the show, and people were subscribing, and, we want to watch this. And we were calling it That Show Tonight, because we're not very creative people. But my buddy Jim Brewer came by. He did an episode. We had musical guests. And then it occurred to me, after we had done a few episodes, like, wow, if we can do one show, we could probably show movies as well, and we could show other stand-ups. And so we took a step back, and we created this this website called Studio TST, which we want to be Netflix for anybody who's creative.
That's awesome.
I don't want to put any kind of limitations on anybody.
Are you saying you don't have to be conservative?
No, I just want it to be good. I just want it to be good.
That's so exciting.
And entertain people. It's horrible. Like, friends of mine had deals with Disney, and they would tell me, don't even go close, because you're going to be hamstrung. You're going to be hemmed in. And I've written on shows for Netflix where you get hemmed in. And it's like, I just want creative people to be creative.
Sure.
And keep... keep your woke messaging out of it.
Yeah.
Just try to tell a good story. That's already hard enough. So now the app Studio TST, there was a whole process with Google and iTunes and Apple, and then there was lawsuits and this, that, and the other thing. But we finally managed to make it on.
That's
so
awesome.
We're in the Google Play Store and the Apple Store. That just happened a few days ago.
I'll be downloading it as soon as we're done talking to you here.
I'm pretty stoked.
I'm so excited for people who saw that challenge and didn't give up on it, because it takes a lot of money and time and effort and resolve to say.
And a lot of stubborn stupidity. And that's where I come in.
Thank you for that.
Stubborn and stupid.
Do you think that where we are right now, I feel like Donald Trump has really shattered kind of the woke reflex that this country has had. Like, people now at least can have an option as to how they want to react. You don't have to be like openly anti-woke, but you also don't have to suffer through what people want to put upon you. Will that seep into mainstream media? You mentioned Disney, other places like that, where they stop trying to shove messages down your throat with every piece of content that they put out, that they do start doing what you're talking about.
No, they're not going to stop. They'll never stop.
This is the new world.
Yes. And that's why they just won't be as overt about it. But it's never
going
to stop. And it's the thing that made me kind of tap out is they don't care about money. Money used to be the great equalizer. You would go in and like, okay, so Disney, you lost a fortune. You made Toy Story woke. You've ruined Marvel. You've ruined Star Wars with these horrible, it's bad writing and it's horrible messaging. Are you going to stop? And they're like, no. I mean, they have another. They just came out with this new girl Iron Man show, mm-hmm. Ironheart, mm-hmm. which is just more woke. It's not going to stop. And people think it's like an old way of thinking. Oh, when the money starts going away, then they'll change. No,
yeah.
they'll just pull back a little bit. And it's pervasive. It's everywhere. When a little kid goes to school, they'll still get woke. I mean, Trump is—he's gonna be like, you know, you're not allowed to teach that stuff. They'll just change the name of the program.
Yeah.
And they'll keep, so a parent can't be everywhere at all times. And they're like, okay, your kid just came home from school. Now they're gonna watch something on the it's on the program they're watching. It's just never ending.
It is exhausting.
So you can shake your fist at the sky, or you can actually get up and do something about it. And that's why I've become friends with John Rich, who's a great dude. And I love that guy, because he's like, they're debanking people. They were deplatformed, just like, we're going to not give you access to your money. So John Rich and some of his buddies came up with Old Glory Bank. Okay, we'll never deplatform you. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. It's like Little Rascals. You start a bank, I'll start a movie studio.
Well, it's fantastic. One more time for people to go download that app. Very exciting that this has just been formalized and you fought all of the men at Apple and Google and were able to succeed. The name of it once again?
Studio TST.
Awesome. Well, I will definitely be checking that out. I love all those people you mentioned. Jim Brewer is of the SNL that I grew up with. And
yeah.
Didn't he act like a goat?
Oh, and yeah, Goat Boy.
Goat Boy is like Jim Brewer. Goat Boy is first, and then I remember it's Jim Brewer. But to have that kind of a laughing, yeah, that's true, laughing effect.
He was working with Dave Chappelle when it wasn't cool.
Oh, man, it's so cool. Well, Michael Loftus, an honor and a pleasure to have you in here with us.
It's been great to be here. We should do it again.
I would love that. Anytime you're in St. Louis, you're welcome here. Especially tonight in the streets of St. Charles, 7:30 and 9:30 this evening. Get those shows sold out right away, Annie Fry Show audience. People, when you go into this room, if you've never been before, and I know a lot of you listening are like, comedy club, I've never done that. You're missing out. I've seen several of the folks that we've had come in here, and it's the most fun. I didn't realize how much I needed to laugh, and then you laugh for the whole show. You can do that tonight at the Streets of St. Charles, Saturday, 6 to 8:30, Sunday, 6 o'clock. Your tickets at stlewisfunnybone.com. Michael Loftus, go see him. Tell him Annie said hi. We'll be right back.